brought to you by the Every Dollar app. Start budgeting for free today.
So my husband and I got married in September 2022. We were lucky enough in October 2022 to win $1 million through the Canadian lottery.
Whoa.
My gosh.
Yeah. So
congrats. That's amazing. Oh my gosh. Yes. Was it one of those that you had to like pick numbers like the Powerball here in America, or what is it? Scratch off ticket?
To be honest, it was a $10 ticket that we bought because my husband had just switched from oil field services and wanted to try a different industry and be home. So we were making a joke at a gas station, and it was the third ticket I've ever bought. And I just, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
That is so wild. Okay, so this was back in October of 2022?
It was, yeah.
So it's
do you take a lump sum or payments? Like, how do they do it in Canada?
So in Canada, there's no taxes or anything. So we received.
There's no taxes on the lottery?
No.
So you actually got $1 million.
Should we move to Canada?
$1 million. Yeah.
And it was a lump sum? They just like wire it to your bank or write you a check?
You know, to be callous, I picked it up at a Shoppers Drug Mart at a pharmacy because they send it as a check in the mail.
Wow. Okay, so you deposit $1 million into your bank account. What happened to it?
Yeah, is it still there? Is there any still left? Or Megan, did y'all just go crazy?
There's actually quite a bit left. And so that's where my husband and I have kind of two different ways that we're thinking of approaching it. So just to start off, we did pay our home outright and got rid of our mortgage.
Good.
Amazing.
So that was $350,000. We did get a newer to us but still used vehicle, which was $25,000. And then we paid off. Luckily, we worked through my entire education, so I didn't have any student loans or credit card debt. So we did just have $25,000 in a vehicle loan as well.
Oh my gosh! So you guys have like $650-ish left.
Yeah, so then we did put some into our RRSPs, 25 each, and then right now we have about 550 that's still liquid.
Wow.
Okay.
That you can do whatever you want with. Is it in a savings account?
It's in a high yield savings right now.
Good.
The interest per month is really not doing that well. It's probably, it's like $1,000, I think, a month, roughly around there. So
what's the interest rate on the account?
They tell me that it's 4%, but that doesn't make sense.
So I'll look into that. You might want
to
move the money. Yeah, and is it FDIC? I mean, I don't know what you have over there. We have FDIC insured, so your money's insured up to a certain amount in that account.
Yes, I think there is some there as well. To be honest, I still really haven't done too much on that end, which is really a fault of mine. I've kind of just been sitting there trying to decide what we should do going forward, which is why we're calling you.
Okay. Yeah. So what you said you had two different opinions here.
Yeah. So my husband wants to invest in a portfolio and have someone manage it. And then I actually, there is a rental property in our area that we could buy, and there is someone currently as a tenant. And then we would just assume the tenant and do a little bit of renovations as things have gone on, but I'm hoping that we could do like a 15-year plan. But overall goal for us is to get out of like city limits and have land. So my thought is to have our house now and the other rental property help pay towards the mortgage as well as our salaries towards the land. Whereas my husband's thought is if we invest in a portfolio, we would still have like less liquid cash because there is a $500,000 minimum investment with the person that we found that's fairly reputable.
Okay.
How soon do you guys want to move?
Yeah, in an ideal world, we'd like to move sooner rather than later. I just want to be realistic about it. And
how much would it be? I'm just curious, like to get what you want, land and everything. Like, I don't know. I just know real estate's expensive everywhere, but
yeah,
what would it be?
Yeah. So when I've looked at properties that we're actually interested in, it's probably $800,000 to $900,000.
Okay.
What's your current home worth?
So we just had an assessment, yearly assessment. So I would say probably $365,000. It's gone up since we bought it.
Okay. So if you sold your house plus the cash you have in the bank, you could purchase this land and live your dream today.
Yes. I think what I always get worried about is, like, we with this other rental property, it would also be paid out. And then if we have both of those paying towards our acreage with our salaries, we would be fairly comfortable. And then we would also have those as like long-term investments.
But that would require you guys.
I don't love going back into debt.
Yeah, you go back into debt at that, with that plan.
Okay. Okay. So your best advice would be to just sell the house that we're in.
Yeah, but then all of your money, though. So the only thing,
it's all tied up in your primary.
All tied up in just one house, right? And so for me,
other than appreciation, it's not going to make you any money.
Yeah, I would want a little bit more of diversification, and I would want some of this money be making money for me, right? I'm like, there's something about it earning, you know, interest that you guys may be able to use to help with lifestyle in general, right? Or to move towards something you want,
right?
So yeah, I mean the. Real estate's a great investment. I don't think that you guys could go wrong necessarily either way with the rental property or putting it in the market. So I think we'd say both, if you run the numbers correctly, could get you what you want. Yeah.
And it also depends on your age, your nest egg, what your retirement goals are. So that's something to think about as well as you calculate all of this and figure out the next steps. I want to make sure that if you wanted to stop working at some point, you could, and not just be stuck in this dream home that you now can't sustain. And so make sure that you're still putting away money in retirement, that you're going to retire with, you know, $1 million, $2 million, whatever your nest egg goal is, and you have this beautiful dream home. But wow, what a story.
That's great.
That is wild. Canadian Lottery. Who would have thunk it?
Create your free every dollar budget today, the simplest way to budget for your life.